How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. I sort of stumbled over the me.
Yeah, that was weird. What happened then? Do you want to do that again?
No!
No, I meant, we could keep it in.
All right, just do it again.
With me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Very nice.
That was better, wasn't it? I'm glad we did that again.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Thank the Lord. Now, our topic this week.
Go on, Tom, tell us.
Barbara Streisand,
living legend.
Which we're basing on the fact that Susie sent me a lovely meme that someone had made on Instagram.
Yes.
Saying something along the lines of, when something like, you don't care, but you're not going to let people forget or something.
Yeah, it was her surrounded by her own awards.
Yeah, and she has, because she's an ingot, isn't she?
What's that mean?
Is it ingot? Is it? She's got a Grammy, an Oscar.
What's she got an Oscar for?
Tony. Oscar
Tony,
is
Tony,
for.
Tony.
I feel like it's Yentl. But
it was, yes, it might be. So it was her surrounded by. Yep, you can see a Golden Globe. You can see an Oscar.
Is it an ingot?
You can see a Tony. You can see
Golden Globe, Oscar, Tony. What are the other ones? Ingot.
Golden Globe, Oscar, Tony. Then what's
Grammy?
Grammy. What's the I?
Maybe it's not I, then. Maybe it's N.
National Music Award or something like that?
Something like that, maybe.
It was she a got thing a Brit? That's my question. She got a Brit?
Has she got a Brit Award? Well, I'm sure she would like one.
So it's her wearing a ball gown.
Looking beautiful.
Looking beautiful. Red. Holding a rose.
Yeah.
Surrounded by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 huge awards.
I mean, Barbara.
And a picture of herself in the background, painting of herself.
She's done very well.
And the quote next to it is, when you remain humble, but you still let these bitches know.
And who shared that?
The Best of Grindr.
But do you think The Best of Grindr wrote that? Because I sometimes think some of those accounts
I think they steal things.
They do steal a bit. But I don't know if that's theirs or not.
I don't know if it's theirs either.
But Barbara Streisand. What's your favourite Barbara Streisand song?
I am a woman.
Oh, nice one. What is it called? The Way We Were album, I think?
Yeah, I mean, she's got a lot of them.
She's got a lot of albums.
A lot of them. If you go on Spotify and you put in Babs.
Yeah, she does. She's very busy. And I think that's with Barry Gibb.
It is with Baz. Baz and Gibber. Baz and Barbs.
Barry and Barbara.
So
what was your first experience of Barbara Streisand?
Probably Tell Him with Celine Dion.
But when did you, was that, when, do you remember when you first engaged with
her? That would have been about like 15, 16.
Right, on the television.
On the television. And then I also had, my dad had the Duets album.
Well, that's what I was about to say. That's funny you say that.
Because your dad loves Babs.
My mum bought my dad a Barbara Streisand tape for the car. Big hit. Dad also remarked, she's the best singer in the world. And even to this day, I will not have anything said against Barbara Streisand because of that.
Well,
she's the greatest singer in the world. Nobody comes near.
Apparently gets very nervous.
Because she forgot her song lyrics.
Is this right?
Yeah. So she always has...
Tom, paint the picture.
Okay. This is what I heard about.
Seattle, 1972.
No, it was New York, I think.
New York.
I want to say Madison Square Gardens, but I think it might have been actually in Central Park.
Look, Tom, no one cares about the real facts. You just tell us what you feel.
Sure.
What you feel the truth is.
I feel there'll be people out there who'll be like, no, it's wrong. If I get it wrong, but...
Oh, come on. Our listeners won't know much about Barbara Streisand, will they?
I feel the tweets going off right now as you say that. I think they will.
I'm obviously joking.
Well, you say that now. You'll have a lot of
a lot of beef.
A lot of beef with the Barbara fans.
What's wrong? Are you drunk?
Do you know what? I had a cup of coffee just from Patisserie Valerie.
Pat's Val
is now available in every high street in the country.
It is. Great cakes.
But their coffee, I don't know. I had a cup of coffee this morning.
Yeah.
Fine. And then I had another cup of coffee there. Like, not, I didn't have an extra strong one. I'm like, I can't cope. It sent me over the edge, Susie.
Have you been, don't know, doing loads of drugs? Did you have some, what do they call, what's the new street drug, spice?
Is that the new street drug?
Yeah, it's not like cardamom or anything, though. It's something quite bleak.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't had any spice.
Well, that's good to know, Tom. I've got to check
spice,
in with you.
Maybe. Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. Old Spice. So you had a coffee and now you're slurring.
And now I'm a gibbering wreck. But it might be talking about Barbara Streisand. So she forgot her words to the song, mid-song.
No.
And ever since then, she's always had to have the lyrics in front of her, either on an auto cue or on a music stand.
Because I heard that she gets super, super nervous and sometimes so bad that it makes her vomit.
No.
And so that's part of the reason that she doesn't perform live that frequently anymore, because it was damaging her vocal cords.
Well, I'm not surprised. Oh, that poor Barbara. She apparently...
Imagine being that talented and still getting that nervous.
I know. Isn't that the tragedy of it?
Isn't it just?
I also enjoyed her in a TV film she made called The Devil and Max Devlin.
Go on, Tom, paint the picture.
Who... I think it was a bit like the one about the football shoes. It was a bit like...
What?
It was the idea of, like, you can't do something until you think you need, like, a special thing. And it turns out the special thing is empty. You just need to believe in yourself. The magic football boots made someone good
at
football.
Okay, yeah. You really didn't unpack that for us.
I
think it was a story about the football boots.
Huh? I didn't look up that film. I had it on tape and I really enjoyed it. And it was something about, like, somebody sold their soul to the devil in exchange for having a wonderful...
Are you thinking of Bedazzled?
I've never seen that.
Oh. Terrible movie. I mean,
The Devil and Max Devlin. See, there it is.
What happened?
I hope it is with Barbara Streisand now.
If it's like Sally Field now, we're going to be very disappointed.
Elliot Gould. Oh, maybe it's not. The Devil and Max... I thought it was.
Tom, this is about Barbara Streisand. Why have you done this?
Elliot Gould was married to Barbara Streisand.
There we go. Was she in it?
I don't think she was.
Oh, Tom, you just made a leap in your head where you decided that
it was a singer. And I think I got it confused because it was Elliot Gould and a woman who was a singer.
A woman. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I watched this week?
What, Susie?
Because last week someone was asking us for some recommendations. Our friend, was it Liam from New Zealand? So... I was thinking, I'd recommend a movie. You've probably seen it, but I'll tell you what I watched twice last week.
What, dear?
The First Wives Club.
You know, I've never seen that. Now, has it got Jane Fonda in it?
No.
I'm not interested, am I? Sars.
Bette Midler, legend.
Ledge. Absolute ledge.
Absolute ledge. Diane Keating, absolute
huge
ledge.
Huge ledge.
And Goldie Hawn.
The triumvirate.
But
I bet Jane would have been sat at home when that casting was announced and going, oh, I wish they'd asked me
and
to
Stockard
do that.
And Channing was in it briefly. But
hang on.
She dies early doors.
Because I get Channing Tatum always confused with Stockard Channing.
Stockard Channing, Greece. Channing
Reserve
Tatum.
Greece is the 33-year-old woman from Greece. Yeah.
The woman who's collecting her pension while she's in the movie Greece.
Also in the fabulous movie, The Big Bus.
Haven't seen The Big Bus.
It's a spoof movie of, is it The Big Bus? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's a bit like Speed... Or Speed 2, you know, about it's kind of like runaway vehicles.
Oh, my God. Sounds amazing.
And it's about a bus that's... But I think it's a pre-spoof of them.
Like it wasn't meant to be a spoof?
I'm not sure, but it's about a runaway bus. And she's on it. And it's also a bus that's got, like, it's double-decker and it's got a bar on it and stuff.
Sounds great.
It's a great movie, which is also terrible.
It's a great movie. Your favourite movie is set on a piece of... Your favourite film's Aeroplane, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Susie.
I don't know what I was looking for there. A transporter.
A transportation device.
Thank you.
It is one of my all-time favourites, yes.
Yeah. It's a great movie. Very quotable.
Very quotable. And I find
what a terrible day to stop smoking crack.
Very funny. It's very funny. And there's always... Always find new things. And when I lived with my friend Alexa, her and I would often, whenever we were feeling a bit low, would put on the scene where the air stewardess borrows the guitar from the nun and sings... to the girl who's on the drip and then knocks the drip out and then the girl sort of shrivels up.
Yeah, really funny.
Super funny.
Such a great movie.
Super great.
Good one to cheer you up on blue days.
Always cheers me up on blue day. That's a good name for a day, a blue day.
A blue day.
I sometimes do that. Like yesterday I was like, oh, it's just a blue day. Like, what's going on? Why am I worried about that? Why am I thinking about that person?
Oh, you can't help it.
And then I went,
it's just a blue day.
It's just a blue day.
Are you due on?
Call it a blue
that
day.
That happens.
I think I've been due on for the past 24 years. Yeah, I'm very
that
premenstrual.
That can happen.
Very,
just
very premenstrual.
You're being a bit blue.
Yeah, I'm just a bit blue sometimes.
Well, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine. Don't listen to Babs though, if you're a bit blue. She can be quite blue, can't she? Yeah,
although we listened to a bit of Carpenters in the car the other day. Didn't
we did. Love a bit of the Carpenters.
And actually, that's quite good if you're feeling blue. Just to go straight, Go to it. Go into the blue. Touch me when we're dancing.
No, thank you. I'll touch myself.
I'll touch myself when I'm dancing.
Got removed from the club.
I'm amazed that they made that song without any irony.
Touching and dancing, brothers and sisters singing together.
Oh, I mean.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Wasn't it just?
But then Graham Norton often plays Harriet, who sounds a lot like.
Yeah, I think we mentioned this in the podcast
last week.
We
mentioned this before. In a nice way, sounds a lot like her. Sounds very Karen Carpenter inspired.
Yeah, she's great.
She's super, seems super.
Super.
Where can we see Harriet live? I'd love to go and see her at like the Hammersmith Palais.
The Hammersmith Palais? Is that the Apollo?
No, it's around the corner from the Apollo.
Well, there you go.
I think so. The Hammersmith Palais is where Elton John had his 50th birthday party and he got stuck on a lorry. Do you remember that? When he was dressed as like Louis the 14th or something.
No, I don't remember this.
Okay.
Who was it?
Elton John.
Yeah. Mm. No, how do I not know this information? That's what I thought you said.
Well, maybe you weren't a 12-year-old obsessed with Elton John like I was.
No, because I would have been 9.
Yeah.
Those 3 years, Tom.
They make such a difference.
They make such a difference. No, do you know last week I told you that I was going to bring you a fact every week?
Yes, I loved that. Now, what fact have you got for us this week?
It depends. I've brought two.
Well, can we have both?
You can have both.
Or do you need to spread them out?
No, I've got loads of facts.
Okay, well, give us the first one.
So, okay,
I love the pause. We all enjoy the pause of anticipation.
In 1867,
great year,
the man with the longest beard in the world, Hans Staudinger,
okay,
died after tripping over his own beard.
Oh no! What a cruel irony.
Terrible way to go.
Oh no!
And the other one's about death as well. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Frederick Bauer, B-A-U-R. How would you say that?
Bauer.
Frederick Bauer invented the Pringles can.
What year?
I don't know what year he designed it, but when he passed away in 2008, his ashes were buried in one.
Oh, that's lovely. Once you pop, you can't stop, but sometimes you have to.
Because you're dead.
Oh, that would be a very unusual party, you know, when like those teenagers were throwing around the tube of Pringles, they open up and it's just full of ashes.
Oh, Tom, that's really bleak.
Really dark.
You heard the story about Ronnie Woods accidentally snorting his father?
No. Did he?
Apparently so.
Oh, no.
Whenever I'm hungover, I think of Ronnie Woods. Ronnie Wood, isn't it? It's not Woods.
I think it's just Wood. Singular, yeah.
Because I think... Because you know when you have those moments, you're like, oh, I feel like I'm going to die. I drank all the wine.
And then you think, Ronnie Wood's fine.
Then I think, Ronnie Wood's still alive.
Yeah.
I probably won't die.
Yeah, he's living proof that it's like, oh, it's fine.
Have a good time.
Just enjoy yourself.
Be a good time, girl.
It's hard, isn't it, when you wake up with those feelings. I find I'm getting to a point now where the aftermath of a night out drinking does make me feel quite sad. So I'm thinking,
you get the blues?
I get the
after...
blues.
You get the
what
blues.
What I got, they used to call the blues. That's a Carpenter's. Anyway, yeah, a bit, but I don't know. But well, that's nice. Bauer, is he the man? Did he have a moustache and glasses like the man on the Pringles?
There's
logo?
Not a picture of him, but I hoped so.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so, guys. Let's hope so. Now, people have been in touch again.
Oh, thanks for getting in touch, you
thanks
guys.
Thanks for getting in touch. We had. I'll pass it to you. We had a lovely one from Mark this week that I thought we might want to share.
Mark, thank you for this. Hi, Susie and Tom. I just wanted to email you after binge listening.
Thank you. Love it when you melge.
Oh,
I love it when you melge.
Love to melge. Love to melge you, baby. To all of your podcast episodes from start to finish in a few weeks, in the nicest possible way, I would totally describe your like-minded friends, or LMFs, as conversations about nothing, and I absolutely love them, from fashion to sexuality to family to anxiety. I always laugh at the back-and-forth chemistry that you guys have when discussing absolutely anything at all.
Oh,
keep up
thanks,
the good audio work thanks. From a like-minded friend, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
What a lovely thing to write. And lovely picture of you there in the corner of the
Yeah, he's got a picture in his sign-off.
A picture in his sign-off. It makes me think I should do that. But Mark, that's lovely of you. Thank you so much for getting in touch. We're so glad that people enjoy our little podcast, our little offering.
Our offering. Put it out to the world, see if they want it.
We just put it out there to the world. We just put it out there to the universe and see what comes back.
Yeah, like a boomerang.
Like an audio boomerang. An orderang.
But we do our podcast at
Audio Boom. Audio Boomerang.
Audio Boomerang.
Oh, they're going to love that on brand. That's
oh my God, we're so on brand. We're so on brand.
For those of you who don't know, we record this in the corner of Audio Boom's office in their studio.
Which is smaller than...
The smallest thing in the world. Did you ever have to do that in music and movement, where you'd have to make yourself as small as possible?
Yeah, I went to drama school, Tom. I fucked around like that for years.
Is that what drama school is? Basically music and movement full time?
Yeah, for 3 years of it.
I remember having to pretend to be a sycamore leaf. That was my favourite bit of music and movement.
What? How would you do that?
You'd put on a record and this woman would be like...
A record?
Yeah, it would be.
What, like with a...
It'd be a record. Or it would sometimes be a radio programme that we'd have to tune into at a certain time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Or that you'd have that with the TV as well, wouldn't you? They'd do like those revision shows.
Oh, we'd all have to go into the staff room and watch the TV in my school.
No way. You've got to see... I bet... Did the staff room smell like smoke?
And coffee.
Yeah. Because that was when you could still smoke inside as a teacher.
Yeah.
I bet that'd be very frowned upon now.
Very frowned upon now. People smoked everywhere. I remember doing work experience when people could smoke in an office. I may have said that on the podcast before.
Well, I can't even imagine that. I remember my friend Faye's mum telling me about her getting on the train. There used to be a tube carriage that you could smoke in.
Oh, wow.
And she said when the doors opened, like a fug of smoke would come out.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But she used to smoke and she used to sit in it. And no one really thought that much of it. Like, oh, I was in the smoking carriage.
And people never sort of worried about the smell on your clothes or
because
anything?
I suppose everyone smelled a bit smoky because so many people smoked.
Do you remember smoking in pubs?
Yeah.
That was horrible when you got back.
Yeah, vulgar. The
next day and you could smell your clothes. Yeah. It's when I had hair. Smell it in your hair.
Yeah, you could. You could smell it in your hair.
Gross.
It's really grim.
Really horrible.
I used to work in a pub when you could smoke in there.
Did you?
Yeah, and you'd just... Horrid.
Oh, horrid.
Really
so
grim.
Horrid, so grim. Oh.
How did we get into that?
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand, of course.
Barbara Streisand. That was great.
That was
they did
a great
song. That was such a funny thing to do. I wonder if she was on board with it.
Do you think she's a laugh?
Well, I think sometimes she could be maybe quite... I think she'd be quite, let's say, professional.
I think she could be... I don't think she's like a bitch or a diva, but I think she's like... I think like what Barbara says goes.
I think she'd know what you want and she would... But then, you know, like...
I'm like, yeah, fair play. She's released like 100 albums.
And, you know, she was in some great movies, like Yenta's.
Like that one that you just said, The Devil and...
That she wasn't in.
She wasn't in that, but...
And then I did think growing up, like, that was a bit of a weird film for her to make. Funny Girl.
Yeah.
What are the other ones?
I don't know, Tom.
There's another one that's like Funny Girl that's not Funny Girl.
You know, you were looking at Barbara Streisand. I was playing hockey. We both had things on during our teenage years.
Of the way we were.
What's your favourite Barbara Streisand song? If someone's just tuned in now.
Probably Papa, Can You Hear Me?
Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? I always sing that
right
when
now.
I'm going past a Papa John's.
Now there's a brand that needs that would
Papa Pepperoni
in the night. People should phone up and
that's how they should answer the phone.
Papa, can you hear me? But you could do that as a prank call to them from a radio station, from like a breakfast radio station.
Yes.
Papa, can you hear me?
But I feel like a breakfast radio, like not everyone that listens to breakfast radio would know about the Barbara Streisand song.
Would know about the Barbara Streisand back catalogue. I think that's the problem with a lot of breakfast DJs is they have to be so like, ooh, ooh, everybody get up. Oh yeah, we had a right laugh last night.
Yeah.
All the time.
Get up, bed, Texas, if you've left the house.
Oh, Janine has had a horrible day today. She's stuck in traffic on the M4. Thanks so much for texting, Janine. Who does that?
Who? I've never met one person that's texted in to say...
Is that a thing? Did we talk about that? Is that somebody's material?
Oh, Michael McIntyre has a bit about it, yeah.
Yeah, the great Michael McIntyre, maybe.
A little unknown comic called Michael McIntyre. I think it is him. But, people that text in.
Yeah.
Save yourself.
Very much. Why waste time on texting those things in? But I like Barbara Streisand, Papa Can Hear Me. What's yours? Oh, you told us.
Yeah. I also like Enough is Enough.
When everybody had to move into like disco, yeah. They were dragged into disco.
I like disco.
I think we all did. I think a lot of fun was had in Studio 54.
Oh, I'd love to go there.
Some people might say too much.
Some word. Is that where voguing started?
No, voguing started in the ballroom scene. in like things like
Paris Burning.
So that's where people say voguing came from, the sort of drag balls, but then was appropriated by Madonna quite ruthlessly, and probably then was taken into places like Studio 54 if it was still going.
Right.
People would say.
Were people angry with Madonna appropriating voguing?
I think that, yes, I think probably some people were.
What's your favourite Madonna song?
Material Girl.
Because you are?
Living. Yeah, I just like the top hats. That's what I like about them. What's yours? Or Borderline.
Borderline's a great song.
Mm, I love Borderline.
I like Like a Prayer.
Mm, that is good, actually.
God, life is a myth. Mm,
it's good when it comes in with the like...
The gospel choir.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, love
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm doing gospel-okey.
Tom,
yeah.
Tell us more.
It's apparently it's karaoke with a gospel choir.
Oh my God, where is this? Where can we watch you? Can I come support?
I don't know. Well, it's a hen party thing I've been invited to.
Oh, okay, Tom, we can't all come to a hen party.
I just thought it was in Gospel Oak. Anyway, no, it's not. I thought it was like karaoke in Gospel Oak. No, it's where a gospel choir backs you.
That sounds A, incredible, and B, I want to come.
Well, you don't know my friend Sarah, otherwise I'd say come.
Well, look, that's very sad for me. But fair enough.
But I'm excited about it.
I'm doing a show with a bunch of comedians in Edinburgh that's a musical theatre show.
Oh, that sounds fun.
We do a musical song with a band. I'll tell people more about it as and when.
Oh, that sounds great. What song are you going to do? You need to decide on that and you need to rehearse that so that you're excellent.
I think
at
I'm
it.
Doing a group number, so I don't know how much choice
okay, well,
I have.
You need to make sure you're the best one in that because I do not want to come to see that and be embarrassed, Susie. Like a proud parent.
A proud.
I'm going to sit there
you're
with
like,
a camcorder.
Like, have you seen Dance Mums?
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
I want you to be the best. I want you to shine. I don't want you to be...
When you jump into the splits, up, 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 yeah, that sort of thing.
That sort of thing, Susie. I just don't want you to be there with all those other people who thinks who will think it's funny and ironic to not try. Not trying is not cool.
No, not trying is not cool.
You need to be the best. Okay, we're going to book you in with a choreographer and a singing tutor.
I love jumping into the splits when I'm drunk. I do it relentlessly.
Do you, Susie?
Did you not see me do it in Edinburgh? You were there when we were in Edinburgh last year. We were all dancing and I just, bam, jumped into the splits.
Where?
Because I can't ever stop showing off.
Where did you jump into the splits? I would have remembered this.
At the Counting House.
On the last night.
On the last night. See, you were there.
Well, I was there, but in a way I wasn't there. I was so emotional.
Papa, can you hear me?
I know, they never pick up on my requests.
Just in the corner with your headphones on, listening to Yentl. You know.
That's why I
bought
those noise-cancelling headphones, so I could listen to Barbara Streisand Yentl whenever I want.
What a lovely time.
What a lovely time.
Should we plug the tour?
Yes!
To people...
Please come and see us on tour. We'd love to see you. We've got some dates coming up.
No, we've got a few of them sold out.
Now, a few of them are sold out. The ones...
that aren't sold out are... Doo-doo-doo, Papa, can you hear me? Barton upon Humber, which is near Hull, which is the 6th of May.
Oh, lovely. Our only date in South Yorkshire.
Yep.
Or not South Yorkshire. Sorry, it's Humberside, isn't it?
I think. I don't know. I've got to go over the Humber Bridge. Friday the 12th of May, Shoreham Rope Tackle, as we always say,
like
sounds
a
like
disease.
A sexual disease.
Got a Shoreham Rope Tackle out.
Oh, God, what was it like?
Shoreham.
Saturday the 13th of May, let's say it all together. It's our only London date.
Only London date.
Come.
Blackheath Halls.
Blackheath Halls, very close to London Bridge. It's about 10 minutes on the train.
If that, maybe 5.
It's going to be one of our biggest rooms of the tour. It's going to be so much fun.
Love to show
I can't
it with
wait.
You. Come down, say hi.
Yes, please do. Yeah, always. We've had some lovely, like-minded
friends.
We love
it when people come and say hello to us.
And they
us.
Say, oh, we love the podcast. And it makes
we
us feel a
so
million
much.
Bucks. Bucks.
A million bucks.
Bucks. Saturday the 27th of May, Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes.
Friday the 23rd of June, Great Torrington, The Plough.
The Plough. And then 24th of June,
Ivy Bridge. Watermark Theatre.
Watermark Theatre. If you hold it up to the light, you can see our faces. So
do come and see us.
Do come and see us. We'd love that. And do keep in touch with us. Send us a tweet. Send us an email. You can send an email to chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com.
Yep, or tweet at Susie Ruffle or at Tom Allen Comedy.
Absolutely. Details of the tour
get in
on
touch
our website.
About if you want us to do themes, or if there's anything you'd like us to cover, or if you have any suggestions for us, or if you have any facts that you'd like us to share. My
that
new
would be
fact
great thing. We just love to hear from you, and we love you sharing in this podcast with us. So.
And if you want to write a review, you can also write us a review on iTunes.
Just get in touch. Let us know what you want from us, and we'll
reach
do our best to do it.
Out and touch.
Famous Barbara Streisand song.
Somebody's head. Diana Ross, isn't it?
She was the first. Actually, about Barbara Streisand, she was the first person I heard of who would charge £200 even like entry level tickets. O2, 200. That's what it was. I knew people who went, and they said it was the time of their lives. They couldn't miss it. So let's think about that.
Tom,
yes,
should we do the math quick?
Oh, let's do the math. So the O2 holds 20,000.
No, I think seated is like 16.
16,000
people. £200 per ticket.
We'll say. So, if they if it was £10 a ticket, it's 160 grand. If it was... So it's 1.6, if it's 100, 1.6 million. So times two,
3.2 million
on the door.
On
plus
the door.
Hot dogs.
Plus hot dogs, probably a few drinks. And I would say the boxes...
I think probably you could pay a lot more if you're on the... Yeah.
This is the thing. Let's get Barbara on the show.
Let's
get her to sponsor our careers.
If you're looking for business advice, my best advice is just be Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
Be Barbara Streisand. No better advice. Best advice I ever got.
I feel like...
I got it from Barbara Streisand.
Did she? Yeah. Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. So...
I hope that's helped.
Don't be down. And join us next week on another...
Like-minded friends.
Like-minded friends. Okay, bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.